From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. In a few minutes, a big bet on Denton's annual Rock Lottery, and toy trains cover a lot of ground at North Park Center. First, Catholic Charities and other advocates for immigrants are making plans to deal with 180,000 North Texans covered by the policy change President Obama unveiled Thursday night. KERA's Bill Zeebel looks at how the idea is playing on both sides of the issue.
For Arnie Nelson, Catholic Charities of Dallas CEO, President Obama's executive order was a welcome change to the status quo.
Here we see thousands of families each year, and daily we see firsthand the impact of our broken immigration system. We firmly believed our nation could no longer wait for action while so many families are torn apart.
The group's Director of Immigration and Legal Services, Vanna Slaughter, points to Migration Policy Institute estimates that 180,000 immigrants in North Texas will now be eligible to stay here.
If we end up helping about 15% of that, we may be looking at 25 to 27,000 people that we will help here at Catholic Charities.
Slaughter said some of those people include undocumented parents of U.S. citizens. In other words, the parents of children who were born here. She said there's also a new series of priorities for law enforcement officials. They'll now focus on suspected terrorists, repeat convicts, and those ordered for deportation this year.
As we have seen in our communities, families have been torn and ripped apart because of simple things like traffic infractions, and they've been turned over to Immigration Customs Enforcement and deported. This will put an end to that for people who are living their lives here and simply get caught for running a red light.
Slaughter said it's a good day at Catholic Charities thanks to the president's move. Many, like Jonathan Nierman, don't think so. The attorney's a former chairman of Dallas County Republicans.
I think there's a lot of Texans, even Republicans, who would agree philosophically with the policy that the president announced. However, the problem is the method in which he enacted that policy.
Nierman said if the president really believed he had support from the American public, he would have issued this order before the election. The Republican also doesn't buy the president's argument that this was a necessary order because lawmakers came up empty despite years of trying to craft immigration reform.
He has plenty of opposition within his own party, particularly from the unions, with respect to illegal immigration and comprehensive immigration reform. So for him to foist this all upon Republicans, I think, is unfair.
Now, as the Republicans gear up for their next move, Catholic Charities and other nonprofits gear up for an influx of new clients. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.
There's a show tomorrow night at Dan's Silverleaf in Denton featuring five bands no one's ever heard. It's Rock Lottery, an event founded in 1996 that mixes up local musicians to form new groups. And they have just one day to write songs before performing them that night. Lindsay Connect explains the hook this year, the healing essence of music.
Dallas artist and musician Nevada Hill has been out of town a lot lately, back and forth to Houston for cancer treatments at MD Anderson. Oh, and he just got back from a West Coast tour on chemo with his band, Blooded Head.
I think it's like ultimately more healthy for me than actually doing the treatment. I miss being on the road. I miss playing with my band.
Nevada plays with a new band tomorrow for one day. He's one of 25 musicians participating in Rock Lottery 13. It began in Denton as a project of the Good Bad Art Collective.
We always have it at Dan's, so it's always got to be at the same venue in Denton. The lady that makes breakfast, Pam, who's actually Dan's wife, has made breakfast every year since it began. Everything has to be drawn out of the same hat, and any flyer we make or poster we make has to involve the Rock Lottery hat.
Committee member Chuck Crosswhite is reciting traditions as if he's leading a Rotary meeting. The hat he mentions will contain 25 names of musicians that all live in North Texas and have not participated in Rock Lottery before. Each drummer draws four names in the morning, spends the day writing songs with their new band members, then the bands play a show that night. Proceeds always go to benefit a charity chosen by the committee. Chuck's first idea, give the money to Nevada.
Nevada has done countless album artworks for, you know, for bands. He's done posters for plenty of bands. He's been playing music in this town for a long time, and he's kind of been a Denton staple. But Nevada being the person that he is, he actually turned me down.
It took me a few days to reply because I just didn't really know how to take that. I thought it'd be better to go to a charity, Parkland Hospital, which I had a lot to do with. I didn't have health insurance because I was going to Parkland for a quarter of last year.
Nevada will play in the lottery, with ticket proceeds going to Parkland Hospital's Health Plus program. So will Kayla Sinclair.
When I found out that I was going to be able to do this, I totally canceled a gig for it.
Kayla has a vocal jazz degree from UNT. She can write pop songs in a couple hours, no problem. The possibility of collaborating with an artist who makes executioner-style drone metal, or hip-hop, or country rock, is what she's in it for. For Nevada, making heavy sounds is always a way to face his own fears and help others face theirs.
We're ultimately terrified of each other and ourselves, and I think we live in a world where we're constantly pushed to kind of take those things and shove them.
And tomorrow, when the clock is ticking for the musicians of Rock Lottery 13, fear won't be an option. Lindsay Connect, KERA News.
Rock Lottery is tomorrow night in Denton. To get the note, the musicians, you can visit artandseek.org. It's hard to picture classic holiday toys without imagining a shiny electric train. Multiply that vision by 100 and you'll get an idea of the annual tradition known as the trains at North Park. As KERA's Courtney Collins reports, it's one of the few places you can take a train ride from San Francisco to New York in just a couple of minutes.
It isn't Grand Central Station, but a mini version of that very spot is a part of this display. After you leave the Big Apple behind, the trains at North Park chug across the Golden Gate Bridge and blur by the Albuquerque Hot Air Balloon Festival. Not to be outdone, Texas has quite a presence too. The Cadillac Ranch, oil derricks, and the Cotton Bowl are all part of the scenery. And that's just for starts.
This year, we've added quite a few new things. We have the Perot Museum. We've got Trinity River underneath now, the Margaret Hunhill Bridge, which we added a couple years ago. And there's just a lot of fun details.
Jill Cumnock is CEO of the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas. Most know it as a home away from home for families traveling here for medical care. It's also the beneficiary of the trains at North Park.
And it raises almost a third of our overall budget, so without this exhibit, I don't know what we would do.
The trains have been around for 27 years, 16 of them at North Park Center. It takes weeks to put the display together. There's 1,600 feet of track and 26 train sets. The real work is in the details. Tiny trees, miniature storefronts, even an itty-bitty flying saucer to represent Roswell, New Mexico.
Really, every time you come, you're going to see something you didn't see before, and you're going to go, is that new?
Organizers make a bit of a game out of spotting the minutia. This year, there's a tiny dinosaur hidden somewhere in the display, and several fossils, too. Jill Cumnock says kids get a kick out of the lights, colors, and sounds, and some adults remember riding the rails themselves. The nostalgia is part of the fun.
I just think trains and Christmas and the holidays just are a natural blend.
Kind of like milk and cookies on December 24th. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
The trains at North Park open tomorrow. The exhibit runs through January 4th. Take your umbrella tonight and tomorrow. Sun comes out on Sunday. 64 degrees in Dallas and 67 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.